Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nene, we meet again.
Yes. Girl.
I was telling everyone I had a dinner at the Bel Air Hotel with, I think it was like 20 women that I did kind of carefully invite based on how I thought they'd interact with each other. Mm-hmm. And that it wasn't too much reality, that it wasn't too much housewives. Like, and it was a mixed group. So you came in for it. Mm-hmm. And what did you think of the group? Were you like, why are these people together? Or who, like, what did you think?
I don't know. I don't think I even had a thought. It was a table and a room full of women, and I've been in that room several times. And I think I did think everybody may have been on Bravo, but then I started asking around and talking to people, and they were like, oh, no, I have a podcast. So I don't think I had any thoughts.
Did you know who Jenny Garth was and Tiffany?
No.
So Jenny Garth was from 90210. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills 90210. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch
that
it?
Show. Yeah, years ago.
So she was like, she was the blonde. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany Thiessen was in the burgundy leather dress. She was on Saved by the Bell.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that show?
I do remember that show.
Yeah. And then who else was there? Elisa, who was in Clueless, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She was sitting to my left.
Okay.
And you were across from Cheryl Burke.
Yeah, I was across from Cheryl and sitting next to Larsa Pippen.
Do you know Larsa?
Yeah, I do.
Like,
I do know Larsa.
Really know, or like sort of Housewives adjacent
now? It doesn't have anything to do with Housewives. I met her before she got on Housewives. Uh-huh. I just think we kind of know each other from the social circle. So I don't know her, like personally know her, but we've always texted each other if we needed something. We've been in at the same table having dinner before with other women before. I was friendly with Kim Kardashian. She was friendly with Kim. So kind of like in that circle. And we've always like just reached out to each other for stuff. But yeah.
And seeing you next to Melissa Rivers, I forgot that you were on Fashion Police. And you tell me it was 3 years.
Three seasons or whatever you call it. So yeah, I worked with Melissa Rivers on Fashion Police. It was Melissa, myself, Margaret Cho, Brad Goraski. I want to make sure I don't screw the name up. Mm-hmm. And Juliana Rancic.
I forgot. you've done a lot. You did that. You did Glee. Mm-hmm. You had, what was the
new
other
normal.
Show? The New Normal.
Yeah, Broadway. Yeah.
I forget, but Fashion Police, that was like a, that was a major thing too. You were really flying. I was reminded. I mean, I was reminded of that. Everyone loved you.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people were like, I love NeNe.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you command a presence, I have
thank
to say.
Thank you so much. As do you.
But thank you.
Yes.
You pack a punch. I was thinking, what's it like to run into people who are currently on the Housewives show?
Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Atlanta. Just before I got here, I ran into Cynthia. She's no longer on the show, but I was just in the room with Cynthia, Candy, Quad, who's on Married to Medicine, a few girls in Atlanta that was on Bravo, and I was just in the room with them. So it's different. It's definitely different.
Is there an elephant in the room? Like, she's in it, and she mm-hmm. knows she's in it, and she's nodding to what I'm doing because she's yeah. not stupid. She's a smart yeah. woman, but you have to respect that she's there. You very much respect mm-hmm. people are there, they're working yeah. they're making money, and you mm-hmm. very much understand that.
Yeah, Larsa and I kind of talked, you know, just a little bit real quickly. I said, are you still on the show? And she was like, yeah, I'm still on the show. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I said, what are you doing here? And she was like, well, me and my boyfriend have a podcast on iHeart. And I was like, oh, okay.
Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You knew that?
Yeah, I do. And she FaceTimed him and he and I spoke. And,
got it.
I just ran into her and him in Miami at our hotel. We all were laying out.
I guess I haven't. What happened last night was funny because there are certain people in the Housewives franchise that really talk about the show a lot. Like,
yeah.
And it's funny because Larsa was telling a story about some mm-hmm. storyline that's going on the show that I have no idea. You obviously didn't even know she was on the show. I didn't know the show's even mm-hmm. airing now. I really didn't.
I didn't either. She told me that last night. I thought it was online.
Yeah, and I'm sitting across somewhere. From Amy from iHeart and Jenny Garth and her daughter and mm-hmm. with Cheryl Burke and Melissa mm-hmm. Rivers and Elisa. And Larsa's talking about the Housewives as if everyone knows what's going on the show. When you're in it, I think you're in the bubble. You think mm-hmm. that everyone knows because it was in a headline, but like, I don't know what she's talking about. Jenny yeah. Garth certainly didn't mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I kind of said politely, like, you know, I don't think we don't get it, or it's not that relatable to a greater group, I think.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't follow the shows.
Likewise.
So I don't know what anybody is talking about. I am non-biased to any of it because I don't watch any of the shows. I don't know who the girls are. So when I meet them, I'm meeting them genuinely. Obviously, they have a great platform, but I just don't know who they are.
Me neither. And Larsa, I thought, was really nice. And I often mm-hmm. meet someone and like them and wonder what it would be mm-hmm. like if we were on the playing field together. Would be different.
It would be very different. And the friendship would be very different. Again, it's just going to be different. I know Larsa, and she seemed very calm and cool, and she didn't make me feel any kind of way.
Same thing. Yeah. It's just, that's how we meet most women.
Yeah.
When you get into like a concentrated mm-hmm. can that you're mm-hmm. locked in with them, mm-hmm. shit goes sideways. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So what about our interview together? What did you think about it? We had many conversations before you did it. You and I talked a bunch of times. I know you yeah. were skeptical, hesitant, mm-hmm. nervous. And then mm-hmm. we talked for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we've talked a lot and texted after.
Yes.
And I want to know mm-hmm. what the whole experience was like and what you think. Do you regret it? Was it good?
No, I don't regret it at all. I feel like it was good. I mean, I didn't walk away thinking we had bashed anyone or anything. I didn't think that.
No.
I've only had a good experience from it.
Likewise. I think it was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I like mm-hmm. what it, and I, oh, were there things after that you thought we didn't get to?
Gosh, I can't even remember now. You know, I'm going through the change, everybody. So, you know,
you are, you're going,
I think I'm maybe premenopausal. So my memory, honey, is like, okay.
I have yeah. to send you the number 7 skincare. They came out with a menopausal line, and they have a mm-hmm. well. You don't need a cooling cream because you run cold. Mm-hmm. But they have like a face roller that is so good, and it's like today's National Menopause Day, literally.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was talking about these products, and I think they're amazing, even if you're not going through it, because I'm not yet either.
Yeah.
But amazing because your skin gets strong.
I did labs with my OBGYN, and she said you pre-menopausal.
Right.
So whatever pre is.
I know. Are you taking anything?
No.
Me neither.
I'm not taking anything, and I'm not interested in taking anything at the moment. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it, sadly.
Yeah.
A lot of people take pre menopausal.
No, I don't want to take anything.
I don't. Are you a vitamin taker in general?
I am.
You are?
I take lots of vitamins every day.
You do?
I do.
Mm-hmm. How would you know the difference? Mm-hmm. How do you know if it's working or if it isn't working?
I feel like it really works for me. I do a vitamin C, and I feel like when I'm not taking it, I feel kind of sick. I do a vitamin D because I need it. And then I do an iron, and I feel like when I'm not really doing my iron, I feel a little sluggish.
You do notice it?
Yeah, I really do. And I do a B12 chewable, and I feel like if I don't take one for a whole month, I feel like now that B12 was doing something for me. I'm
Stop.
Feeling a little bit kind of sluggish. I take a probiotic. I'm really a vitamin person, though.
Who told you to be a vitamin? Like, how did you?
I don't know. I just
this?
Started doing it. I don't know. I and, don't really know. I just learned along the way and just started taking it. Well, years and years ago, this story would take too long. I had a blood clot years ago, and they told me my iron was low, so I started taking iron pills. But sometimes the iron pills can make you constipated, uh-huh. So I found a good liquid iron that I like, and it also gives me energy, and it helps with your cycle and stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, because usually if my cycle is on, I'm really kind of like sluggish.
Interesting.
And I just kind of learned along the way, just things.
You've picked up, are you yeah. loyal to any particular brand or they're all different brands?
I'm not really loyal to any brand.
And they're all pills besides the chewable and the liquid?
Yes, they're all pills except for I have the iron liquid and I have the chewable B12.
I always fall off of everything I ever take. It's the worst.
And I'm consistent. I think consistency is the key too.
Same.
So I just consistently, you know, I'm just putting it in.
I hate taking a pill. I'm like a 7-year-old. It makes yeah. me, I can't.
My
look
son
at
doesn't
it all
need
day.
He doesn't like, that's why he's like doing that. And he has another pill taken to do it with me on FaceTime.
It freaks me out.
Time.
It's very, okay.
Yeah.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel guilty because last night, the one thing I did, if you don't know me, even if you do know me, I can be very aggressive. I don't have a filter. I'll just say what I think. And like I said, everyone doesn't know about the housewives or, and so, and Larsa was talking in depth about something going on with her on the show. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling self-conscious because Jenny Garth and her 20-year-old daughter don't care. And, and Cheryl Burke and Melissa River. So I said, I don't care. So I felt bad that I said that because my inside voice came out. And then I was like,
Did you say it out loud?
I did.
Oh,
I said, I don't care. I know. I want to like apologize because I feel like I'm on the Housewives and she's going to be telling five other housewives.
Did she
like,
feel some kind of way? Did she?
She didn't. Kind of but
it went
she,
over
no,
her head. Probably.
No, it didn't go over her head. I remember, and this has happened with other housewives with me, where even when you're out to dinner, it's all they're talking. You ever go with like across seasons, like you're with someone from another city and they're just talking to you about everything. You're like, I don't care what's going on. I got my own fight over here. And it's like, let's talk about like anything. And I don't mean politics. Talk about shoes or food or travel. Like, I just don't want to talk about the housewives all the time.
And so you said.
So she went, I did a little of it. Like, oh, what's going on? And I gave her some advice and I told her a story about something. So then after, I think she said, I have a very full life. I have four kids. Like, I have a whole life besides that. Because I said to her, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, she's like, no, girl, I have a whole other life. I have kids. I have a relationship. I live in Florida.
Yeah, I don't believe she took it anymore.
Okay, good. I hope, if you know her, I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I was feeling self-conscious for the group. Like, let's talk about anything else.
Well, there was a lady at the table that was very talkative. I'm just sad that you didn't have cameras on these ladies. That lady at the end, she was doing it.
People were very, by the way, let's just discuss this. There was a lot of tea being spilled.
Yeah.
And I loved, but I felt that it was what Amy, the producer, was saying to someone. She's like, this is safe space, which I was laughing about. Like, because everybody was really just flowing like lava with gossip. And I do think it was a safe space. I don't think stuff will get out. You know, there was one thing that happened, and I don't think that'll get out. The thing that we.
Well, I don't even know everybody.
Right, but didn't you hear a lot of gossip flowing?
I did. I enjoyed that part.
Me too. No, you would just literally, it was like.
Yeah, I thought the lady across from me was like.
No, everybody was like free. Yeah. It was like, it was a safe space. And literally, and no one was like, don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you would go from one group and it would get a little louder. Then I'd be like, what? Well, tell me what's happening. And they would then, you know, Melissa Rivers had teeth.
Oh my God, we could totally do a show called Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yes. Melissa Rivers had hot tea, and then Cheryl Burke had different, totally different flavor hot tea, like different type. Larsa had hot tea.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know this, and I want to say this positive, is that I didn't know. I just invited women that I know, that I like, that have done the podcast or are friends of the podcast. I didn't know that Tiffany Thiessen, who was on 90210, I was a PA on her show. Now, understand, that had cult-like status. Like, you understand. Like, it was a massive show. Saved by the Bell has people still obsessed to this day. Yeah. Cult-like status. In my comments, they're like, oh my God, you mean Jen Kapowski? Because as a kid, she was Jen, I think her, Tiffany Kapowski? What was her? Who knows? Who cares? The character's name was Kapowski, last name. And people were obsessed with Tiffany Thiessen. She was, and people like Paul, my fiance, were obsessed with Jenny Garth, the one across from me from 90210. Cult. And I didn't know that the two of them were best friends in each other's weddings. And they had a falling out years ago. And they were both at the dinner last night. And I literally said to Jenny, oh my God, do you know Tiffany? I said to her, I was a PA on Saved by the Bell. I had no idea. And what was nice was I heard that Jenny said hello to her. Like, they were both, they're both mothers, classy women. They like, it was nice. So I feel like I even created some tea that in the world that I didn't even know. So I'm excited about that. Every dinner party has to have some good, like, built-in tea. So and the girl next to me who was on Elisa, who's on, who was on Clueless and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, she has been in every show, so she had her own different gossip tea. And then we had it was just good. There was a lot. I liked that part of it. I liked that part of it. Denise Richards was there. There was some micro tea. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love my blanket as well.
We got, everybody got the, and the, how was that? You get a lot of gift bags. Was it a gift
bag? I did get a gift bag.
1 to 10.
I have not opened it up.
What?
No, I will look in it because I got to pack my luggage.
Well, if you need to have it shipped, it's annoying, but it's a good gift bag, I think.
Yeah, I haven't gone in it.
Oh, okay, great. All right, good.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.